Controversy from a recent Haines Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting carried into the committee's most recent gathering as well. But this time, the topic of debate was whether Haines should pursue a bicycle-friendly community designation. Several residents, including Don Turner Jr., spoke out against Parks Committee member Tom Ely taking part in the biking discussion.
I think Tom's got a direct conflict of interest in this because he has a bicycle shop.
Turner said Ely might financially benefit from the bike-friendly designation. Ely owns Sockeye Cycle, a bicycle tour business in Haines and Skagway. But the Parks and Rec committee members pushed back. Chair Rich Chapel pointed out that it's an advisory group. He compared the situation to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, which has boat owners, and the Tourism Advisory Board, which has tourism entrepreneurs. Ultimately, Ely voluntarily recused himself for the sake of the discussion going forward. But the disagreement didn't end there.
What's happening is you're promoting one user group above other user groups, and I believe that's causing you're disenfranchising other user groups.
That's Brenda Josephson. Audience members also raised concerns about how much the bike-friendly designation would cost the borough in terms of new infrastructure and staff time. Sockeye Cycle General Manager Dustin Craney tried to address some of those questions in his presentation to the committee.
The purpose is to find a way to increase local cycling while decreasing any conflicts with other user groups. There's certainly no prioritization of bicycling over other user groups. I think that if bicycling was promoted above other user groups, that would be a failure on the part of bicycle friendliness.
Craney said Sitka, Juneau, and Anchorage all have bicycle-friendly designations. He said municipalities submit applications to the League of American Bicyclists, which determines whether the community qualifies as bicycle-friendly and gives feedback for improvements.
I think with our limited but amazing road resources here, it's a great place to ride bikes. I'd love to see more people riding bikes here, and I'd love to see anybody that has a negative view of bicyclists be involved in the conversation and find out ways to decrease that negative view and kind of use the roads together and all kind of enjoy the area that we live.
Craney offered to fill out the bike-friendly application himself so that it wouldn't cost the borough in staff time. The Parks and Rec Committee voted to ask representatives in Sitka for a presentation on their experience becoming a bike-friendly community. The next committee meeting is April 3rd. At that meeting, the committee will have new member Dave Long at the table. Chapel said he was happy to see Long apply for the seat.
I think Dave would bring represent a new user group that we don't hear from enough on this committee.
Long was one of about 150 people who showed up to a Parks and Rec committee meeting in February to oppose creation of a winter recreation map. Many of them worried the map would restrict motorized uses like snow machining. But the committee members said they were never planning on limiting motorized use. That meeting brought a new level of scrutiny to the Parks and Rec Committee. Before, its meetings usually drew just a couple audience members. But at the most recent meeting, there were more than a dozen people in attendance, many to speak out against the bike-friendly initiative. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.